Welcome. Domain Dave again. Another podcast for a wine we wrote up on the Cheap Wine Fighter website. And today we got some bubbly, California bubbly with a French pedigree. I found it on sale for $15.99. And we'll go in a little bit of that. We'll go in a little bit. It's called the Mum Napa Brut Prestige. G.H. Mum started in 1828 in Champagne, France. I think in 1983, they sent a winemaker to California and they made their first bottling in California under the name Domaine Mum, which they switched to Mum Napa before too long. So they've been making California bubbly. You can't call it champagne. Champagne's only from Champagne, France, just like Prosecco's only from Prosecco, Italy. But they've got 40 years of experience just in California, and they've got, over 200 years altogether. And that's one of the interesting things about this. What's the big deal about Champagne? Well, a lot of it is the vineyards. There's limestone under the soil, and that's kind of a unique situation, and it does bring out different things to the wine. Mum Napa is from Carneros. Carneros is just north of San Pablo Bay, which is east of Oakland. And, you know, it's part of it is in Sonoma, part of it is Napa, but most of it is in Napa. And it's a wonderful place, a well-regarded place, very well-regarded place for Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. It does not have limestone. It has bad soil, actually. It takes vines to struggle to make really good wine. That's the whole thing. You don't want fertile land. You want kind of weird. You want a few things going on. You want the soil to drain. You want to keep the moisture to a minimum because that can get rot in the vines and that type of thing. You want to control a few things, but the one thing you don't want is good soil, and Carneros does not have good soil. So it does have that cool weather because that bay comes in from the Pacific Ocean. It is cold and windy with poor soil, so the grapes do struggle. So you got a nice long, long growing season. And that's exactly what the Chardonnay and the Pinot Noir want, but you don't get that limestone. Now, the G.H. Mum wine, this is the Napa Mum Napa's house style. This is the one that represents what they do. The wine that represents G.H. Mum in France is fit $45. This one I found for $16 on sale. All the wines they do are influenced by this wine. This is just not like the cheapest wine they have, even though it is one of the least expensive. This is the style. This says this is us. Now they have extended triage and they have single vineyard wines and they change up the blend and they do all sorts of different things. They have rosés. Any way you want it, they'll give it to you. And you know they'll have older vines and you know. They do the whole thing, but this, the Napa, Mum Napa Brut Prestige, is the house style. This is the wine made to represent them. And it's $30 cheaper than its French counterpart. And yeah, it's not the same. But, you know, when I say this kind of stuff, like in wine tastings and things, people give me weird looks because I'm kind of stepping on their game, you know. But is it really worth $30 to get Carneros over vineyards over Champagne? Because the winemaking's the same, the equipment's the same. There's a female winemaker from Mum Napa. She was taught by the French man who was sent there, and she's taken over, and she's good. And so, you know, it's an American winemaker rather than a French winemaker, but after all these years, does it really matter that much? So why pay $45? Don't know. I mean, they say they use up to 50 different contracted vineyards. They have their own vineyard, How much of that ends up here, they didn't say, if any. But, you know, that's not unusual in Champagne. Very few Champagne houses have their own own personal vineyards, and most of them, some of the larger ones, use over 100 different vineyards to make their house style wine. So, you know, using 50 Carneros vineyards, using the exact same techniques to make it, having the French know-how from G.H. Mum, I'm gonna take a sip of this, and I don't know. I mean, do you need to spend $30 for? You know, if you don't want people to think you're cheap by getting the cheaper bottle, you know, there's situations where you do want to impress people and pull out the French style. And there's also situations where you just love the French wine. I mean, if it tastes that good, then buy it. But if you're not a connoisseur of bubbly and you just want something that's well-made and tastes great and has some depth and some flavors and some length, then why not buy the California one? I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's all sorts of reasons to buy the Champagne, but are they all good reasons? The best wine I ever had in my whole life was a Champagne wine, and I don't know what the name of it was, and I don't think I'm ever going to find it. So I'm not slagging on Champagne. I love Champagne, but I also like a bargain too. So, there you go, the Mum Napa Brut Prestige, California, Carneros. It's $30 cheaper than French Bubbly. Yeah, so there I am, Domain Dave, cheapwinefighter.com. Keep it cheap and have some bubbly. Adios. Bye-bye.